Hi, my name is Michelle Ball. I'm a National Marketing Director with Juice Plus Canada, and I'm on Team Synergy up here in Canada. And I would like to, with all my heartfelt gratitude, welcome James Lavelle to our team call. Feeling so grateful that he, multitasking and everything, will come and share with us all his message of success and his story and his journey with this business and this company. I'm just so happy to have you on the call, James. Got the privilege of meeting you in Phoenix near the pool, had a couple of drinks, and just really enjoyed your guys' energy and just how passionate you are about changing lives. So welcome to our call, and thank you for sharing with us. If you wanted to just start with sharing your story, and then my friend Sandy Mayu will take it over with some questions for you.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me, Michelle. I know not the perfect conditions like inside the restaurant, but I'm outside now, and hopefully you guys should be able to hear me okay. So, yeah, no, it was great to meet you in Phoenix as well, and your guys, and likewise to see the, you know, the passion and enthusiasm you had for this business was great to see. So my story, basically, in April 2013, I kind of stumbled into this business, seen someone posting, as most of the newer guys have, about Juice Plus on Facebook. So I was intrigued, you know, got onto the product because, you know, you can't really succeed in this business without having a love for the product. So after I read the studies, the way I felt was consistent with what I'd read on the product. So straight away I had a massive affiliation with the product, and then realized it was a business opportunity. So stumbled into it part-time, didn't really know everything. But, you know, my advice to people is you don't need to know everything straight away. You just need to know that you're passionate about something and that you're ready to take massive action. And that's what I did. So I'm still full-time in the Army, military, 14 years. So I did Juice Plus part-time until just over about 6 weeks ago. So I built my business from a part-time basis. So, yeah, I was just, you know, really enjoyed the product, got some customers, worked with them customers well, got some distributors, and just literally took massive action every single day. We fast forward just over a year later, and I was, you know, sorry, 7 months later at first, I was fortunate enough to be, you know, presidential marketing director, which is a kind of the pinnacle position within the UK. So extensions of the national marketing director, the international marketing director, executive marketing director, then presidential marketing director. So I was promoted to them positions. You know, I was Club 100 member after a year. So basically just had the best year of my life with this business. So, you know, I've had a great time in the military. But what this business has gave me is everything anyone could want for. I've now got more time with my daughter, which is the most precious thing, health, wealth, and basically I decide my own day every single day, and that's something I'm really thankful for. So now full time the last month or so, and I'm really looking forward to the future with this amazing company.
Awesome. Thank you. It's like so impressive, and I know something about us. We're watching you over here over the pond, and we see that you guys have a lot of fun. So in your opinion, what is the importance of events, and how were you able to prioritize them while still being in the military?
Well, I think basically that, you know, for those who know the Rhino brand, this is what we do. You know, we do events, and we do them day after day after day, and we just create massive momentum, and that's why I've had so many people reach the pinnacle of this business, and very quickly as well, because we take action every single day. Now the events, you know, on so many levels for all participants, whether it be in the business or potential distributors who are coming looking at the opportunity, you know, so they're inspirational. You get to see people who've achieved amazing things with this business, real people, you know, achieving real situations and amazing opportunities, and motivational. You'll come and learn about an amazing product, an amazing business, and educational, which is important as well. You're going to be educated, and you know, if you don't educate yourself on the business, the products, and basically the ethos of this company, then you're going to struggle to prosper. So that's exactly what we do. And I always say to people as well, if you're never sure about not going in an event, you know, we have that decision to make in your mind. ask yourself what someone successful would do. So to me, when I was going to events, it never became an option. I never allowed that voice in my head to tell me, to convince me that I was should be doing something else. The events were absolute key, and that's what, you know, I and many other Rhino leaders and successful people built their business on. So lots of events, ranging from product taster events to opportunity meeting events and just general social gatherings as well, which are also good for developing team spirit. So I can't endorse events enough.
I love that. What would someone successful do? That's a great question to ask yourself. Thank you. We were also wondering, obviously you guys are very team focused, and so you can just, if you could just say a word on the importance of team, and we're dying to know, how do you start a new rep? When you have them face to face, what are the marching orders you give from your mouth that starts the new rep in such a firecracker way that you guys do?
Well, people, you've heard this before, people buy people before they buy a product or a business. So your enthusiasm, your passion, your belief in this business and a product is the first thing, the first exposure new people are going to see. So, you know, you need to be passionate about that. And if you're not, then maybe you need to, you know, revisit your techniques, and maybe you've not seen enough about this amazing company, to give you that confidence. But, you know, we go and see the people, and we build teams big because, you know, 1 × 100% effort, which is, you know, in my opinion, is a job, that can be difficult. But, you know, 1,001% is network marketing, is this opportunity. So lots of people helping to create an organization, which, you know, if we get our new people in, it helps give them a fast start as well. So momentum is key in our business, and we do that by building teams and building really quick. You get the guys in front of you, and I always say, you know, at first you need to give them everything they need to focus and basically prosper. So the way I put it is, it's almost when someone's seen an event, it's like a fire being lit. Now your responsibility is to keep that fire lit, you know, because life gets in the way, the flame can flicker, and you need to keep that flame going and support that as well. So really important, when you've got someone motivated and interested, that you get them to the next event, you plan really quickly, and then you really go into detail, and you deliver your action plan for the first 30 days.
And are you doing one-on-ones at first? And when you do one-on-ones, do you have a number of reps that you tell them to get on board? Like, what are the kind of specifics that you tell your new rep?
Yeah, so what I would do for a new rep, I would specifically say to a new rep, right, you know, our business, do you know anyone who wants to look good, feel good, make money? That's our business in a nutshell, with a product, the amazing product range, an amazing business. And as soon as you've got this new person, then you could go, we call it an in-home meeting, so it can be done in a small coffee house or at a person's home, and they've got a small circle of friends already. They can tell them about the new opportunity they're in, so you can get all the people around, and you can basically, you're helping this new person by generating some team members for them already. Now you have to accept, once you do this, that you're going to need a little bit more mentoring from yourself, because there are going to be new people. But what you're doing is training more than one person at the same time. But the new person you got in, their circle of friends who they now have recruited into their business, that's also helping them achieve that first position in the business.
Okay, yeah, I love that. How often do you communicate when you have a distributor that's like, okay, I want to do what you did, I want to go NMD? How often are you in communication with them, and how often do you get in front of them and their team, you personally, for your front line?
Yeah, we've got lots of ways of communicating, as you probably have yourself. We have like apps, and we have WhatsApp and Facebook groups and things, but it's, you know, we're a people business, we're face-to-face, and that's really important. So for me, I always, people give me 10%, I give them 10%. If I see people working really hard to, you know, generate new business and create an organization, then I'll give them my time. And just this week, actually, I think, traveled, went to see one of my guys up there, Robert Story, he's up in Scotland, and the next day I was in Liverpool, in England as well, and then, you know, traveled back to Doncaster. You might not be familiar with these places, but basically I've been zigzagging all over the UK, then I'm down to London, because, you know, you have to put people first. That's what our business is about, and especially the people who are doing it and deserve your time, then go and give them everything they need, support them with their business. So, you know, that's what I've been taught, and the way I've been schooled as a Rhino leader, and that's what I'm encouraging my people to do.
I love it. How do you get it, like, you guys are always filling rooms and, you know, maybe some start off small and they get bigger and bigger. How do you get new areas buzzing? Like, how do you create those fun, funky events that you guys do?
Well, you've always got to ask yourself this question. I always say, you've got to create something that you would like to go to. Now, if it's small, quiet, and resembles a library, then ask yourself, would you like to go to that? If it's something a bit lively, there's a social element, there's lots of people, looks like they're having fun, and people from the outside looking in, they might not know what's going on. They don't necessarily need to at that point. They just know something fun is going on. And when people see that something fun is going on, they want to be a part of it. So we're really good at, you know, sharing our experiences, you know, creating the lifestyle on Facebook, and basically, from people on the outside looking in, they want to be a part of that, and they're more inclined to come to something which looks fun.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true. You guys really created a lot of buzz around the 90-day game plan. So in your opinion, what is the importance of having one, and what does that look like for you guys?
Well, the reason, and this is not new, the 90-day game plan, but we just kind of did the one in the UK, and we kind of discussed certain things of our teams, but all the principles are the same. It's, you know, successful people, you know, have desire, you know, that's something you'd expect, but they also have focus, absolute focus on a daily basis, and that's what the 90-day game plan is trying to show people. It's okay being inspired after confidence for a day or two, and then people forget and the world gets in the way, but we're talking about massive action for a sustained period, absolutely focused, and that's what successful people are. They are focused on the goals, not the obstacles in between, the things what happen on a daily basis which detract us from our goals. I'm talking about the focus, the long-term focus of National Marketing Director, and they just continue to work towards that goal, and that's what things like the 90-day game plan do. They help people to basically structure their plan, but also help them to condition the mind to success, which is, you know, is an important part.
Can you give us a couple of examples of people in your organization that have adopted the 90-day game plan and what it's done to transform their business? Do you have a couple of stories?
Yeah, no, I've got some guys, I've got some new guys. Some of the other ones in my business, you know, are probably more well known to my UK guys, but I've got a girl called Hayley Williams who come in. She come in 4 months ago, and she didn't need the 90-day game plan, but she was already doing it. So when she seen it, it was lots of principles she was already putting in place. But what she does, and the reason she went to National Marketing Director in 4 months, now, the reason is because Hayley adopts the principles we teach, even though she didn't know she was adopting them. She's there every day, massive action, communicates with her team really well, and goes to work, absolutely goes to work, speaks to lots of new people, recruits lots of new people, because as we know, sometimes our business is a conveyor belt or a merry-go-round where some people get on and some get off, so she's constantly bringing in new people, and that massive action, again, tied in with a continued focus in that period, helped her to achieve National Marketing Director in 4 months. I've got a new guy coming, he's called James Locke, who's doing the same as well. And these people, even before, sometimes you're fortunate enough to meet people before you teach them these principles, they're already doing it, and that's when you found a diamond. So I'm fortunate, along with all my other guys, we've got our people who are doing this, and you know, you follow these proven techniques and principles, what people are telling you, and then you'll have the success which you know, which everyone wants.
Awesome. When you got serious yourself, what was your game plan? Like, how many people did you contact in a week when you first started? How many people did you sign up to reach yourself to NMD?
Yeah, well, the way I did it, and everyone will have their own methods and their own beliefs, but I worked on numbers, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I worked on that. Not everyone is going to get this opportunity. So if I speak to enough people and they want this opportunity, then who am I to tell them it's not for them? So I gave everyone the opportunity who wanted it, and then I responded to the people who's shown action. I responded to the people who's shown a desire and the willingness to travel to events and to do the next level things. And then when I seen that with them, then you know, they got my time and my effort. So yes, it's almost the way I did it was, you know, kissing many frogs before you found the princess. But it was, that's what I had to do. You know, if you just rely on one person and you put all your time and effort into that person and they're not the person you hope them to be, it might not be for them. The time might not be right. You can waste a lot of time and energy on that person. Whereas if you brought in, you know, a handful of people and you responded to the person, you know, who deserved it, who was working, who wanted this opportunity, who understands the brilliance and the magnitude of what we have here, then that's the person you would give your time and focus to.
The kissing the frog thing made me have a memory of Phoenix, and you had said something. We were asking you, what do you say to people when people ask you what you do, and what's the first way that you kind of talk about the business with them? And you said something about not getting into bed on the first date. Would you care to share how, if someone asks you what you do or you're offering the opportunity, how do you kind of woo them?
Yeah, that's one of John Holloway's sayings is, you know, we say, you know, don't jump into bed with people, romance people, and networking is an art form, and rapport is really important. So, you know, you don't have to mention what you do straight away. It depends on the situation, but, you know, this is a people business. You know, you ask questions and you get answers. You find out what people want first, and just by doing that, you know, people will naturally then ask what you do and what you want, and you've built a bit of rapport, and it's just an easier way how to share our opportunity rather than, you know, I don't know, cornering someone and then jumping into bed with them, because that's not the way.
Awesome. Okay, so you have transformed many, many lives. What, and I remember you saying something about how it just, like, touches you deeply to see people, you know, taking control of their world, and what, can you share a couple stories that, you know, maybe get you a little teary or a lump in your throat when you think of where they were at the beginning of their business and where they are now? Do you have a couple?
Well, yeah, I do. I hopefully don't get too teary because I'm stood outside in a restaurant, and I don't want to go back in with tears all on my face, but I'll do my best to share the stories. But yeah, no, but I'll share a couple of stories. I mean, one for me personally, so this is not someone else in the business. This is my own experience. Now, I come from a place in Manchester. My mother, she brought me up on her own. She never had much money, but she's a proud woman, so we never had many things, but we had love in our home, which was enough. So once I started to, you know, make some, you know, earn some good money and to be able to look at my daughter and know that I can give her the things that I never had is a powerful feeling for me. But also, I found out that my mother was struggling with paying the bills. Her partner told me. She wouldn't tell me because she's a proud woman, and, you know, mothers can relate to that, no doubt. And I'd done a, you know, kind of a little meeting. So it was a small meeting with 30 or 40 people. Now, if you've been in the military 14 years and you tell your mother you're leaving to sell fruits and vegetables, you can imagine how that conversation went down. So there was a bit of confusion. And my mother, you know, I just said, come look, come and see what I do for the first time. And she did. And she sat at the back with her arms folded. The body language wasn't the best, but she warmed as we spoke. And she seen my passion for this opportunity. And basically, I got her up at the end, and I said, the reason I love this business for many levels, but one of them is this. And I got my mother up, I put my arm around her, and I said, you know, I know that you've been struggling for bills, and I just want you to know, while I'm in this business, you'll never have to worry about another bill again. And she burst into tears, and it was a nice moment and an amazing thing for, you know, for our family to know that, you know, from a financial aspect, that I'm in a position to, you know, support my family, which, you know, obviously before it was a good job in the military, but this is next level. I'm fortunate enough to have been, you know, reached the higher positions and generated lots of commissions. And, you know, it's a nice feeling to be able to do that for the people you love.
Wow.
And the next one is a guy in my business. It's a similar story, and it's, you know, he won't mind me saying this. He's told this story at conference, but a guy called Robert Story. Now, when I first started the opportunity, I told him about this, and he's not the first one, and some do. He's a skeptic until I've shown him some information, and he's trusted me, and because we had a good relationship. And basically, you know, Robert's up in Scotland in Glasgow, and then, you know, he did really well with this business. And he went national marketing director, I think about 7-8 months, and we was in Reading last year at the regional conference, this year in January, and it was a bit of a surprise promotion. We knew we were there or thereabouts, but Simon Bowler, the head of the UK, announced it, and, you know, we was overjoyed. But Rob told his story, and it had people in tears, and basically Rob's story was, similar background to mine, probably worse, to be honest. Rob comes from a place in Glasgow, and his mother and his brother and sister, they all lived in like that kind of this flat, and they all slept in the same room. And his brother and sister were drug addicts, and Robert was only ever good at one thing, and that was football. And his mum used to give him money, and he used to have to sleep on the bed on the floor, and he used to have to put the money in the side he slept on, because if he didn't, for their drug habits, his brother and sister would steal the money. So this guy never had nothing, and a few years later, Robert joined the army to get away from that life and forge a good career. So what Robert said at this conference when he became National Marketing Director is basically told that story, and he's got two boys, and he now said that he can give his boys a future that he, you know, a life that he never had. And obviously you can imagine there wasn't a dry eye in the house, and that's how powerful this business is. It's just real people who sometimes have, you know, who've not had the best starts in life and have been through, you know, some terrible experiences, but it gives them hope. And when people see the opportunity, people like Robert, and they take it and they build a better life. And for me, as a friend and as a mentor, that's the most amazing thing about this business.
It is. You've given me goosebumps, tears in my eyes. You know, that it really is. It's like anyone can be successful. It's like a working lottery ticket. That's what I always say. If it's you and you work at it, then you can have everything you've ever wanted. So on that, I would say if you could just leave us with your, if someone new is listening in, what you would say, how you would say that this is just an incredible opportunity, and or maybe someone that's not willing to push out of their comfort zone, how would you give them a piece of advice just to take the plunge?
Well, conventional employment, and I always say this, is surviving, is being told where to be, what to wear, what to do, when you have your holidays, and, you know, we need to put food on the table. But what I say to people is, if you're living for the weekend, that's what most people do in the UK, they live for the weekend, that means you're wasting 71% of your life. Whereas our opportunity is a passion. You get to help people. You get to live life on your terms. You know, you inspire healthy living. So one is surviving and one's living. I would always say to you that choose the living. If you get a chance, an opportunity like this, grab it with both hands and never let go. All I can say is that I genuinely had the best year of my life. I want each and every person to know on this call that absolutely anything is possible with this amazing company, but only if you believe and only if you get to work and take massive action.
Awesome. Well, we are so honored to have had half an hour of your time, and I hope you have a fun rest of the night. And everyone, if you want to reach out and say a big thank you, and yeah, we're just totally blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.